day. See what those blowed-out muscles will give you? All show and no go.
Plenty of go.
Yeah. You must have misplaced that when I kicked your ass up and down that office of yours.
Yeah. Just like you Brits, rewriting history, huh?
All I know is it wasn't me that was thrown out of a four-story window.
Jumped. I jumped out of a four-story window saving my partner's life. Because where I'm from, we don't settle fights by throwing bombs.
Well, that's funny, because where I'm from, we don't need women to run to our rescue. I mean, do you really believe you can stand in front of me and beat me in a straight-up old-fashioned fist fight?
Let me tell you something. Me and you, one-on-one, no one else around. I will beat your ass like a Cherokee drum.
Maybe one day we'll find out.
Oh, you better hope that day never comes.
So, hi, and welcome to the Unnamed Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Damian.
And this is Douglas.
Hi.
This is a really hard gambit for me to hope that we're recording right now. But we're going to keep going. We're going to power through this. And at the end of it, when we're not recording, we don't know what will happen. I'll be upset at everyone. But we're back.
From outer space.
See,
you
Douglas.
Beat me to it.
These cues are impossible to not jump on. Yes. Right, whenever someone makes it.
Well, you see, you say that to me as if to say, Douglas, see how Damian had to do it? Mm. The only reason Damian was the one, I was literally saying, and yep.
And I beat him.
Yeah, he beat me to it.
And that's why I'm so happy right now. I saw it. Saw the gears turn. Slid right here.
Fucking stole the third base.
Did it.
Okay, so we have a podcast.
Yes. We are here to talk about
Pacific Rim 2.
No.
Damn it.
We're here to talk about the action phenom starring Taraji P. Henson, directed by
Babak. Any relation to the frog?
Yeah, she's the brother, the sister of Kermit.
She's Kermit's sister. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Kermit's first name is Taraji?
Directed by Babak Najafi.
No, Taraji's last name is The Frog.
The guy who brought us London Has Fallen. The film we're going to be talking about today is Proud Mary.
I'm Mary.
Oh, really? Wait, hold on. Oh, hold on. Jesus Christ. Let's pull that one back. The director of this movie directed London Has Fallen, or?
Yes.
Okay.
It makes sense.
That was his last movie before this one, London Has Fallen.
I did not know this.
Yeah.
I like London Has Fallen.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Uh-uh.
It was fine.
Are you sure London Has Fallen is the movie you're thinking about?
Oh, wait. That's the second one.
Yeah.
That one was okay. The first one was much better, but still
bad.
Just below. It was a poor man's
Channing
Tatum. Exactly.
Right. Yeah. White House Down is the one that you're talking about. The one that is, let's say, good.
It's White House Down,
and then
Olympus Has Fallen.
But let's make this clear, guys.
Yes.
We're not allowed to talk about white people for the next 20 minutes.
Oh, right. That's
right?
True. Mm-hmm.
We're talking about Probe Mirror. We're talking
What about albinos?
No, not allowed.
So that means I can't talk about Black Lightning? Almost said Black Lightning.
No. Actually, I don't know because I've never seen it. But
Jesus Christ.
But we're going to talk about Proud Mary.
That Douglas. Show is flash levels of dumb. I'm just telling you, Andrew.
So this movie is a film which begins as Mary, played by Taraji P. Henson, runs on off on her merry way to go and murder a lot of people.
Mary goes on her merry way?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
What other way would Mary go on?
Fair point.
She could have been contrary.
No, she's... No, he's right.
No? Okay.
What else? How else would Mary go on our way?
By the way, just to back up to Black Lightning, there is...
Why would you do that?
Andrew, there's a superhero in there who's a superhero when she holds her breath. All right?
You're not helping your case.
Yes,
I'd like to let you know, if we go down this road, I can name animes which have done worse.
Yeah, Dragon Ball Z. What is her Super Bowl?
She breathes in loud. She goes,
and then what happens? No, I'm legitimate. Like, it sounds so dumb.
Dumb. All right, so I don't know why she needs to, like, pull in her breath to do it, but she's essentially super strong and, super, like, impervious to bullets and things. That's what her thing
is.
As long as she breathes in hard, yes. And so every time... And it's actually kind of annoying after a certain point.
Oh, yeah! Because... If every single time someone not only, goes...
Yeah, so that's the thing, right? It's not even just that she... They,
and then they have to make her exhale.
It's like Batman noise, right? So, you remember when people got upset that Nolan, in the second movie, digitally enhance the Batman voice.
Yeah,
they digitally enhance her drawing in her breath.
Oh my god!
It's
yeah. I'm never. It's not
it's
never.
It's so good.
You're lying.
So good.
So much. All right.
Speaking of digital enhancements.
Listen. Stop talking about your penis. One. Second of all.
Is that his name, Digitally Enhanced?
That's what he calls it.
Yeah.
Second of all, I picked this shitty movie. I'm going to talk about this shitty movie. First...
I was trying to say the plot, but all right, moving
first
on.
First, the disclaimer. I know everyone worked hard. I respect Cookie in all her endeavors. She's the reason I watch this trash. The trailer... told me this movie was going to be bad.
Well, but you know what?
And I ignored all of it.
I'll defend you. Right. And let me tell you why I'll defend you. Because I too was hoodwinked.
Right.
I watched this trailer and was
nobody
promised
bamboozled.
Jane Wick. Right?
Yeah.
So let's go back. The concept of this movie, and it's actually kind of similar but in a bad way, right? Is that this woman, she's an assassin.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. There's the John Wick, the Wick parallel, the Wickalel, right? She's an assassin. She works for a boss, and shit goes crazy. And
she murders father.
Yeah, right. She has to shoot to get out of crazy, right? But Damian, there's a lot of problems with this movie.
Oh yeah, mostly
despite the
talking.
Fact, there is. I remember at a point. While I was watching this film, I actually said out loud, and I was the only person watching it with me, right? So, I don't know who I was talking to, but I had to say it out loud because there was no other way to do it. There is too much goddamn crying
in this movie.
So, Damian, with that, I won't say what I found wrong with this movie. Mm-hmm. Let's compare notes. Let's see what you had.
The movie starts, and it starts off pretty strong, right? There's a little boy robbing a grown man. There you go. All right. Word.
Oh, you're starting from after the start. All right, cool.
No, man, isn't the very beginning the little boy...
Nope.
Doing the drug deal?
Nope.
What's the very beginning?
The very beginning
she is murdering the little boy's father.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
All right. Never mind that. That part is bad.
Yeah, it is.
There's a little
you
boy.
You already started doing some editing. All
right.
Cool.
In my mind, it's just erasing garbage. There's a little boy.
So how long is the movie you saw? Huh? How long is the movie you saw? Like, what's the runtime? I want to see what...
If it has any chance of being good, it can't be more than like 5 minutes.
Yes. 4 minutes 58 seconds. He jacks some fool and then walks outside there and like, all right, movie. I can't see where this is going. And then it immediately goes, no, dear man. You don't have any idea where this is going. He goes to his caretaker's house, which how an orphan ends up there. They don't explain. I don't want explanation because it's just going to be dumb. And he's immediately punched in the face and then falls in the road. And Cookie picks him up and carries her to the house. And then the movie immediately goes down. It is just bad from that point.
That's going where forward, the movie goes down.
There is entirely too much talking in this movie. For a movie that doesn't need any of it. Like, she shoots the little boy. She kills his father and feels sorry for it. And is now kidnapping him.
And sorry for it. It's a person, sir.
Nice.
Sorry,
right,
for him.
And then she shoots his caretaker. And because of mob rules, everyone now has to die. It's so convoluted and nonsensical for no reason. All they had to do from the moment this movie starts is have her, for whatever reason, shoot the wrong person and everybody go, we have to kill this bitch. And then have her not get murdered until the movie ends.
This is a problem that I had with this movie, Damien. So let me tell you something.
Not do that.
First of all, right, so the thing that they did, right, essentially they made this boy into John Wick's puppy, mm-hmm, right?
Yeah.
Except that the boy didn't die. And so I looked at it and I said, boy, are we really going down this motherly route? That's a little bit weird, but whatever.
That's a hard turn for a contract killer.
Well, yeah, but even outside of that, right? You and I are on the same page. Mm-hmm. Here is a real problem with this movie. This movie tried to be a fucking movie.
Yeah.
And you don't do that when you're not good enough to make a movie, right? What you do is you...
follow the career.
Exactly. So... I remember about an hour and a half into this movie, wondering when the shooting was going to start, right? Wondering when they were going to figure out that she was the one that did the dirt, right? And this is the problem with this movie. This movie tries to be like a Chinatown. Mm-hmm. This movie tries to be like...
It thinks it's a real movie.
Exactly. It thinks it's some sort of thriller that can have twists and turns. And what you're there for is really the psychology of it. No, I'm not there to try and think about what, you know, who is a rapist and who is a child molester and who doesn't like who and what's the political aspect.
Yeah.
No. You do that when you have a cast that I want to watch pretend to be people.
And a story. And a story.
Exactly. Yeah. Right? And you did not have either of those in this movie.
If it was Coen Brothers Presents Proud Mary, then feel free.
Yeah.
Try and tell some kind of story. But now that I know that it's White House Down Man, he should have gone, all right, listen, we need a reason for people to hunt this girl.
Yeah.
Can you please not call it White House Down Man? Because that movie, I like that movie.
What you want to call it? Black House Down? What's the problem?
London has fallen.
London has fallen.
Okay.
Don't mix it up. I know we mixed it up that year because it came out really close to each other.
Right.
Well, but there was one clear winner. Yeah. Anyway.
It's like Lady in Water.
Yeah.
That movie that we saw a couple of weeks ago.
Back to this White House Down clone.
Right.
Right? the thing about this movie is that what should have happened is... Now, the first scene, I didn't like it, but fine.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the second setup piece, which you thought was the beginning of the movie.
Yes.
Which I also didn't really like, but... As with John Wick, even though I kind of like the John Wick section, what it did, or what it could have been, was just essentially, all right, guys, you don't really need to know what the problem is.
Yeah.
So we're just packing as much shit to give this movie a reason to be
Before we start
the movie. Right? And At that point, I said, all right, fine. You know what? I don't like how you've done it, but you've got me to a place where I can start seeing people just deading. And then nobody died.
They're like, no, we need to talk. We need to have drive-bys. We need to have meetings.
I mean,
we need to show that she was in love with some dude. We need to show her
Supergirl dude
being some kind of...
Sorry, what?
Supergirl dude.
What do you mean Supergirl, Supergirl dude?
Yeah, he's a newspaper guy.
Oh, is he really?
No.
Yeah, he's.
Do you want to check that?
Yeah, you should check. That is racist.
Yes, it is.
The most racist thing you've said.
100% Because now, hopefully, this will help you. Because do you remember a fella named Eggs from True Blood?
Yeah, that.
Or sorry, Eggy. I think his name was.
That is who is the
Supergirl guy.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is this guy?
He's just a random man.
He's just a muscly black guy.
Yes.
A bald head.
Yeah.
You are racist.
Yeah, you are.
It's all the muscles. Muscles and baldness.
You know what, Andrew? He was wearing a Supergirl guy suit.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Okay. Let's move on.
Right. He had on a V-neck shirt, jeans.
And muscles. And
so
muscles.
This is my choyan fat is what you're saying. Alright, cool.
Sir, you're being arrested for having muscles in public whilst being black.
I never remember what we were talking about at this stage. But you know what? Damn, this movie was fucking horrible.
Oh my god, it's so bad. I was so upset.
Damien, these people
Jesus
had the audacity, right? To make a movie this bad when they already had not one, but two John Wick movies to crib off of. Right?
Let me see. What? Like, if it is the same thing with the Charlize Theron version.
Yeah.
All you have to... All right, hear what movie people, right? We used to do this in the
90s. I'd say that movie at least tried. This one didn't.
We used to do it in the 90s. I don't know when it became unacceptable to copy and paste movies. Listen, take John Wick. Take the story of John Wick. Change John to Jane. Change a puppy to a kitten. Change his wife to a husband. Or if you're feeling spicy, to a wife. Who gives a shit? And then hit go. And just do a shot for shot remake. Of John Wick. And I will give you my money.
Speaking of which, do you know what was the last one to do that? And you guys didn't really like it, but it seemed successful. It got a sequel. You know what was the last movie to do that? Olympus Has Fallen.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
The last movie that this man fucking directed. He knows what to do.
He said, that's Olympus movie shit. What if I make it a little more shit? Done? And he... Right. And he's just like, no.
He did it before. He's done it before, yeah. Damien.
Or...
How did he... Did he drop on his head and get amnesia? What happened?
If you're saying John Wick is too new, it's too close. There's this other movie from the Neesons called Taken.
Taken?
Right. We got Tolkien. Right, Tolkien, right? He got took, right? Do that.
How I haven't watched that movie in so long.
Taken is
because for good reason.
So good. Because
they made two more.
Yeah, that's the thing,
right? We decided we can't watch it anymore.
My problem is, it's similar to the Jason Bourne effect.
Yeah.
The newer movies are so bad.
That you don't.
I don't want to go back and watch it and realize how bad the first one is.
The first one, especially because you know in your mind...
Mm-hmm.
The reason I keep seeing this in new movies is because this did it first.
Yeah.
When you watch the first one, you're just like, oh, like what you see more than anything else is all of the shit everyone has stolen from Taken.
Yeah, it's like Godfather.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I watched Godfather and I was like, oh, this is all the other movies.
Right, this is where all those movies came from. So this movie sucks. Real hard. She's not even good in it. Donald Glover's father is pretty good.
Nope. It's all bad.
First of all, no, he's not.
I needed to set out to get
into
all of this movie's trash.
But, so, what was that about?
And they have some shitty one-liners.
I've seen some.
The action is bad.
Yeah, the action is not good. Can I not talk about this?
Yeah.
We clearly need a second opinion because you and I have been just one person right now, just shouting at the microphone. Yes. Andrew, what is your second opinion? How much did you love this movie? Mm-hmm. Because I hate this movie so much that the only way I can hate it more is for you to like it. So tell me.
Well, I apologize, but I can't help you.
Damn it.
Right, there's no help over here. Because the only thing I had running through my head as I watched this movie was, why the hell has Damon asked me to watch a direct-to-video film?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I didn't know.
Like the only thing that could have made this movie more obvious as to how bad it is if Netflix actually brought it out. Right? I was actually looking to see where the Netflix logo was on this movie that they took off.
That's sad.
It's bad. Like the thing about it though for me is that when it started, like that first 15 minutes of this movie, I actually had hope. Not because the action was anything special, because I kind of got the vibe that it was going to be like generic action where it wasn't reaching John Wick levels where people were going above and beyond for the stunt work. It was one of those movies where they're like, oh, we're just going to have her point and shoot and people fall and it won't be memorable, but we'll kind of get the point across. But there was this movie in the 70s, I think, or maybe early 80s, that I saw a while back that I really love. Called Gloria, which, let me get her name because I don't want to.
Is her last name Stefan?
No.
Is that what you forgot?
It is not Stefan.
But actually, one thing I'll say about this movie is, and I'm not even sure if that's the name of the song, right? I'm assuming Proud Mary is the reason that they have the Tina Turner song in the beginning is because it's also called Proud Mary.
Yes.
Is it called Proud Mary?
Yes,
okay. So that's the worst name for that song ever. Because let me tell you, until that song came up and I heard the words Proud Mary and therefore associated it with the title,
actually,
I thought the name of the song was Rolling.
I think the name of the song is Rolling.
Okay. Okay.
But I'm going to verify it.
Because that's the
So this movie. Screw anything you're talking about. So this movie, Gloria, it's actually from 1980 exact. It stars Gina Rowlands, who... I love her. She's great. And it's this movie about
Who's Gina Rowlands? Remind me.
She was in a lot of John Cassavetes films because she was married to John Cassavetes.
Oh, right. Okay. Okay, yeah. I know who this is.
And this movie is directed by John Cassavetes. And basically, it's... almost a story this movie where imagine if Proud Mary grew old and just kind of lived somewhere and then a child showed up and she's like, you know what, I'm going to help out this child. And then you realize that Gina Rowlands is a badass shooting off gangsters and running around the city trying to make sure the child doesn't die. And that's kind of Gloria, right? It's a pulpy 80s movie in which a woman has a gun shooting down people.
Wait, Tina Turner is Swiss?
What?
Google, you're full of shit.
I don't think so. But the name of that song should be Rolling Down the River because that's
what Tina Turner is an American-born Swiss singer, songwriter.
Oh, maybe she pulled a Merlin. You know, the U.S. won't have her on their Olympic singing team anymore.
Google, you're full of shit.
You know, they don't value her legs at $2 million anymore, so she went to Switzerland. Yeah. I remember kudos to that the legs being bit. A thing, that she insured her legs for some ungodly amount of money.
It was $1 million per leg. So why not? Any time she got a paper cut, like, paid out.
If I can't dance, then... I can't sing, obviously.
No. I had to wear a longer skirt, so, and that ruined the show, so pay me insurance money. Once those 15 minutes are done and we get into the abysmal movie that this is, like, it just shows that this is the kind of movie that you feel would have been produced in the 90s, not for Stallone or Schwarzenegger to act in and make a big blockbuster, but for it to play at 3 a.m. on TNT. Mm-hmm. Right?
And the movie it channel. Is,
yeah. No, TNT.
No, I know. I know what TNT is. I'm just saying this is also a movie channel movie. When they're having Action Thursdays or whatever they used to call it.
Yeah. It's just an awful, boring, just...
slog.
God. Just... bad movie. Like, for every movie out there that Damon has been angry at me for making him watch because he wasn't with the movie, I think this movie is technically worse because at the very least, with the other ones, they tried.
These guys thought they tried.
No, they no one tried. Douglas. Douglas, nobody
tried. I'm sure they worked hard.
Yeah, getting the Tina Turner song. Huh. Getting the rights to that song. It's the only thing anyone did in this entire movie.
this movie, when it started, felt like it wanted to be like a female Shaft. Except it was ripping off the Sam Jackson Shaft.
Oh yeah, he did do that.
Yeah, he did. But to be fair, that movie does have Christian Bale in it. He's a great actor.
Yeah.
Just not in that movie.
Nothing about that.
And Busta Rhymes.
Oh yeah. Speaking of great actors.
I remember Busta I watched that movie once. And
I barely
recently,
remember what that's in that movie.
And I think it was because I thought that you guys told me that it was good.
Jesus.
And I got upset with you. It was another girl's trip.
Well, no one has ever heard this.
So yeah, I don't know how I can help you, Douglas. Like, I wanted to make you hate this movie more, but
can you build a time machine?
I can try.
Oh, thanks.
Give me like 15 years. Sure. Actually, do this, right? Close your eyes.
All
right. And if I appear right now over there telling you I did it, that I succeeded.
All
right.
When should I open my eyes?
When you hear me say I've succeeded. I've succeeded.
Oh. No, you're not here.
There's I guess I'm not smart.
There's
enough.
Someone that looks kind of like you. Wave it at me. He looks more like Douglas.
That's not a time machine. That's a fake copy.
No, it is a time machine. It just went the wrong way. It went into the future 3 years.
You look good.
Thank you.
You've lost some weight.
Oh my word. All right, so guys, let's not talk about this anymore.
Right.
But you know what we should talk about?
What?
Another bad movie, Pacific Rim.
Oh, hey.
So yeah, how is Transformers?
Yeah, hey, that's pretty much what this movie is. Did you watch this, Andrew?
I haven't seen it because it wasn't directed by Guillermo del Toro and there's no Ron Perlman in it.
No.
Well, so what's the purpose?
Well, I hate to break this to you, but turns out when it comes to making giant robot punch other giant robots and monsters, anybody seems to be able to get it done. This movie, the thing that is worse in this movie is that Idris Elba is not in the movie.
Yeah.
And so can't
I heard
make,
you say Ron Perlman?
And then can't make grandiose speeches even in shitty movies. No, he is able to do that. Star Wars boy, not so much. However, everything else about the movie is better.
So, I do not agree with him.
Bigger robots. Bigger fighting.
Here's the thing.
Better fighting. Better ending.
Swords
from the beginning. Robots
Damon,
with swords
Damon,
from
you've had your time.
The beginning.
You've had your time.
Beautiful.
Order in the court. Beautiful. Right? So, let's start from the beginning.
Okay.
First thing this movie didn't realize is how movies work.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, it started off, and I just want everybody
to know. To ask the court one question.
Yes, what is this?
One question. Mm-hmm. Pacific Rim 2, that's no.
Yes.
So, what is it that made you, Sir Douglas, go to the theater for Pacific Rim, but not for Wakanda?
Damian said, let's go.
We actually haven't been to the theater since Star Wars.
Yeah. we're starting from the beginning of this movie. The movie started off and said, right, in big letters, Pacific Rim Part 2.
Yes.
Which generally means the second Pacific Rim.
Right.
And also implies that there was a first Pacific Rim.
Yes.
In which a story occurred that hopefully you have watched before.
They're and if not
you,
hoping that.
Not, well, yeah, but if you haven't, maybe you should. Right? This movie took about 5 minutes
mm-hmm.
for somebody, actually I think it was Star Wars Boy.
Yeah, it was Star Wars Boy.
To essentially tell us, mm-hmm. explain what happened in the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, apparently explaining that it is the second movie isn't enough to get people
I have a question
on board.
For you.
Yes.
Before you move on.
Uh-huh.
The 11th Star Wars movie, the yes. one that just came out.
Yes.
When that movie starts.
Yes.
Because you said this takes 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And it does.
Uh-huh.
But your Star Wars movies uh-huh. have a very bad habit.
Yes, they do.
Of taking even longer to tell you what happened in the one before.
No, but they don't though. Because.
Except they do.
Wait.
Except they do.
I mean.
Even after the opening crawl, there's still people telling you shit that happens in the previous one. It's not 5 minutes long. No, it isn't.
But a Star Wars, so the fuck yourself, right? Listen, here's how this works.
Uh-huh.
If I like a movie, it's good. If I don't like a movie, everything is wrong with it.
I understand.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it did not start off to a good...
Okay.
And then it got worse. So
I enjoyed the recap, I must say.
And here's the other thing.
Stealing shit and being a pretend rapper.
Here's the other thing
slash
that annoyed me about this movie.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't what I wanted. So I decided this is a movie that it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't need to have a proper reason. It could have done. It could have been a puppy.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been a boy that needed saving. It could have been any shitty reason.
Right.
But for some reason, the monsters are back.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to get the robots to fight the monsters.
Yes.
That's all I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
That's all this movie needed to be. But it wasn't. It was just, again, there was a lot of talking.
Yeah. But guess
Too
what
much
I,
talking.
Guess what I can do with this movie? Unlike Proud Mary, I have already seen. I can tell you, in the future, there will be a director's cut.
And here's the
this
thing.
Movie.
You see, when...
With swords.
When Kermit's sister
mm-hmm.
is talking, it might not be so bad.
Yes.
But this movie had Clint Eastwood's son talking. And... might I remind you... that... that's never a good idea. So much so that... And I said this in the middle of the movie mm-hmm. to Damian. I'm not going to say that he's a bad actor.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. But I can't say that he's a good actor. And I'm not even talking about Eastwood at the moment. I'm talking about John Boyega.
Yeah.
I have not seen him stretch himself, which is fine, right?
Yeah.
It is what it is. He's been in a certain type of movie, mm-hmm. or at least I've seen him in a certain type of movie. If he does another movie that I watch and like and recognize greatness, great. But
I mean, the one time you tried, it was real bad.
Well, I haven't watched that one. But
no, the one went... With the riots in the 60s and the
oh,
people.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the police.
I've blacked
guy.
That one
exactly.
out.
Exactly.
But so this movie doesn't try to be anything special. So he does. But when you see the stark difference, because there are two monologues, one by the young cowboy,
mm-hmm.
Which. Oh, my God. Andrew? You should watch it just to see that. Because there is. Just a sort of, I don't even know what it is. There is a certain amount of positive feelings, like pride that you get in yourself after watching somebody who's paid to do this, who is professional, watching them do something and you realizing, you know what, I can do that better than
yeah.
is how bad he does it.
I think I'm a better actor.
So Eastwood, he's horrible.
He's bad.
Right?
But that's what you want in this movie.
And then
that and Fast and the Furious.
Right.
Yes.
That is what I want.
It's worse than Fast and the Furious.
Way worse.
And then Boyega has a similar sort of moment. And
his is better.
In comparison, it's not even just that his is obviously better. But in comparison, this man is fucking Anthony Hopkins in this movie compared to Eastwood. Yeah. Right? And it's moments that this movie is just...
Douglas, you've been talking about things, not the robots fighting, which is very worrying for me, but because all I can remember, Douglas...
There's not enough robot fighting in
this
movie.
Douglas. But
so,
here's the
there is one robot fight about an hour in. Mm-hmm. No, sorry. About 45 minutes in.
Mm-hmm. Which is real good.
No, it's not.
This is real good.
Fine.
You get two then parts of the fight and it is...
a second part that is a little bit better. That's maybe an hour and 15 minutes into this movie. And then you don't actually get proper fighting until
five minutes before
the end. That's the same problem that Proud Mary has.
No, that's the same problem you had with Godzilla.
Yes. Yes.
Who loves Godzilla?
You.
I love Godzilla. Douglas.
But guess what? And we talked about this before. You have seen the light. You've watched King Kong. And you know how a monster movie needs to be made.
The thing that I can do, because they've done such a good job spreading out the parts that I need, is that when I make edits in the future, I will have to worry myself, how am I going to put in this little bit or whatever? No. I will have a 30-minute movie that is spectacular. And it didn't do the bullshit that the first movie pulled, where right at the very end, they gave me the thing that I wanted. This movie had giant robots with swords and rockets doing all of the things that I want giant robots to do. And at the very end, that last fight, better than any of the madness that was in the first one. And that is all I want. And then the movie ended. And I went home. And was happy. Yes, there's a lot of talking, but I will remove all of it in due time.
By the way, Andrew, this movie does have a Transformer scene. And it's not what you think.
Does it form Voltron?
Yes. Yes,
yeah, it actually does.
It does.
And it is great.
But
plus, your boy Charlie is spectacular.
I was upset about that. But yeah, he was... I always like him. Like, it is hard for Charlie Day to be in a movie or in anything and me not like him, because he's just hilarious. And he does well in this movie. My problem with him in this movie is that... I wonder if I'm going to see him again as essentially the role that...
The first role.
And that's sad. Because maybe he'll be in more movies, but I feel like he won't be.
Douglas, I think I know where the issue with this movie is. You remember the story from the first Pacific Rim? You thought they told a story, the first one. And you are now tying the story to the... Douglas, let me help.
No, hold on. Just for me to tell you, I feel like this is a movie I watched the second time and I like it lot more. Because, funnily enough, it almost was the opposite way around with the last movie. So the last movie, I've only watched twice. Mm-hmm. I watched it once at the movies when I absolutely adored it. And I watched it a second time maybe 3-4 months ago. Not because this one was coming out, but just it was maybe Netflix or something like that and I was watching it. And I realized that it's probably as good as this movie. To be quite honest, King Arthur's acting in it was... it was a sight to behold.
Yeah, you just look at it like, this is exactly what I want.
Clint Eastwood's son was probably a great successor to that.
Douglas, it's a... Listen, the reason... What I want from this movie is exactly what it delivered. It knows it's a giant... It is a stupid book. There's giant robots and giant monsters. So what I want is people chewing scenery. Or, in the case of Godzilla, for them to take it so serious. You're just like, I don't think they told these actors Godzilla is in this movie. That That is why I truly love the gods. Douglas, everyone.
Douglas, why have you never come to me this argument?
You see, this is an argument.
This is an argument that I can get
Douglas,
behind.
I thought you understood and you still maybe, just weren't
maybe I should
it.
Watch it again.
Douglas, everyone in that Godzilla movie doesn't know. Bryan Cranston doesn't know. No one knows that this movie is about a giant lizard. They think they're making a serious tactical military movie. Then when they finish shooting, someone put Godzilla in that movie.
They're like, hey, guys, like, you're filming A Few Good Men Part 2. Don't worry about it. There's some parts of the script that we just haven't written yet.
Douglas, I had never seen anyone make a movie about giant anything take it that seriously. Mm-hmm. That, like, when they're popping flares and flying out of helicopters, just like,
do you think
you
in the scenes
have lost your mind?
Do you think in the scenes when Godzilla was swimming beside them that they told them it's just this is a guy that is swimming beside
it's
you
a submarine.
But we can't have it there because of safety issues, so we're going to CG him in. So just it's a person.
Oh my god.
It's not a big lizard.
Douglas. Just watching that, I'm just like, because no one broke character. That is like the reason I love King Kong is because they knew.
Oh yeah, they
everybody
know.
Knows.
They straight up.
And
know.
The reason I love this one is because again, everyone is well aware of the movie they're making. But that Godzilla movie is the and I don't think they'll ever greenlight another one like it. Mm-hmm. I don't think they'll be able to convince someone to take any giant anything movie that seriously again. So I'm just glad that I have it. Godzilla appears for maybe 15 minutes. This is not what I'm in that movie for. But this movie is like, they're like, listen, it starts out fun and campy. Like some girl makes a robot and is piloting and like, and no one explains how or why, no one cares, right? It starts out, he is basically Han Solo when this movie starts. So, like, carrying people through ships and having them fall through trapdoors and shit. They're like, all right. And then they go outside and they're trying to escape.
Actually,
and
I was fine with that part of this movie.
Right.
To
and
be
then,
fair.
So, the movie starts good. And then they talk. And then there's a fight. And you're like, yes. Intermission. And you come back from intermission. Second part of the fight. They're like, well done. And then they set up the end. And the end is great. And then the movie ends. Everybody goes, I'm happy. They tell some kind of story, but who gives? Clint Eastwood's son is straight trash. And he's the best I've ever seen
how
him in anything.
He in movies? How does he get hired?
He has a...
I know.
A last
he has
name?
A movie face. I don't know. I have no idea. He has a movie face. I don't know. But...
They only hire people called Scott these
I
days.
I mean, because, for instance... Susan Sarandon has a daughter who acts.
Yes.
What's her face? Your favorite lady.
My favorite lady.
I'm not helping him.
The Post. Devil Wears Prada. Meryl Streep. Meryl Streep.
Got there in the end.
Has a daughter who acts. Mm-hmm. None of them really get work. To be honest, famous, big mm-hmm. movie work. The biggest thing I've seen either of them in is Meryl Streep daughter is in Mr. Robot last season. I think that's
she was also in the news show that I watched on HBO.
Newsroom. Like 2 or 3 episodes. But yeah, that's true. Also, that wasn't that big. There's a reason it's not still on. Game of Thrones has lasted 20 years. That show lasted maybe 2.
If Clint Eastwood calls you. You do what he tells you.
You're like, all right, please, I'm not a chair. Don't.
That man is royalty. Okay? You shut the fuck up. And you put his son in whatever movie he tells you.
Oh.
That man has made.
And let's make this also very clear. The movies that we're seeing him in don't require acting
exactly.
skills.
Exactly. True.
Yeah. So he's doing
but
his job.
But they're huge.
Mm-hmm. And
oh,
he's bad
in
all of
listen, huge things like
Vin
that.
Diesel, Tyrese. He might be the best actor in that movie.
No.
Sorry,
no,
The Rock is
no,
clearly.
The Rock is. And by the way, I'm very upset.
I
for
hear
two
that
reasons.
This fucking Jumanji movie is good.
can be. Is
some
it?
People keep saying it and not joking, I mean, either. So and I'm very upset.
I have kind of thought about watching it only because of The Rock. And that's not enough because on top of The Rock, there is...
Yeah, Kevin Hart.
The asshole,
yeah.
Right? But, boy... Is it good?
I feel the internet is doing to me what I did to you with Girls Trip.
All right, hear what? You watch Jumanji and tell me.
Yeah, but you guys won't believe I won't believe you. Say. Exactly.
But at least I've gotten you to watch Jumanji. But I will watch The Rock in pretty much anything.
That is the problem.
So
nope.
There
Have
is
you
a,
seen the trailer for the
Skyscraper
movie?
George of the Jungle, right?
Yeah. And Rampage?
Yeah, George of the Jungle.
George of the Jungle.
Which... Again, I don't want to watch, but I more than likely will watch one day.
I saw the other movie with him when the whole world was collapsing.
I actually like that movie.
No, you don't.
Oh, you mean the newer one?
Which movie are you talking
about? I'm talking about, it's called something like San Francisco or whatever, yeah. LA or something like that. I like that movie. It's not good.
You can't.
But
you can't like
it's enjoyable.
At the end, there's like an American flag.
Yeah,
The movie's
but then,
the worst.
But then, did you not watch White House Down?
Fair point. You make a strong point. I don't like it.
First of all, it has white in the title. Second of all, it has white in the... almost nothing but white in the movie. They put Jamie Foxx in there just to be like, guys, we know. Sorry.
Yeah. Apologies. But
and then it ends with a young white girl waving the American flag and saving the world by waving the American flag.
I need
flag.
To know if like there's a quota of movies that they have to put out every year.
With the American flag
as propaganda. Yeah. Like there's a... division in the CIA or that is determining that
of course.
Movies must come out as propaganda. Mm-hmm. There's like the Transformers, obviously.
Yeah, and they got to Clint Eastwood.
Right. Right, Clint Eastwood is dead. So we can't use him anymore.
No. Wait.
No, I mean real Clint Eastwood. No, I'm saying...
No, I know, and I'm talking about real Clint Eastwood. The CIA clearly got to Clint Eastwood, which is why he directed the movie he directed this year.
I know. What I'm saying is, they can't use actual Clint Eastwood anymore, right? He used to be Mr. America, right? He used to be... every time you think of movie actors in America, it was Clint, and all of his movies are rah-rah America. All his westerns, everything. And they never replaced him. So what they're doing now is paying him to make those movies. Putting his son in those movies. Oh my God. I might watch Jumanji though. Because The Rock is in it. I like him a lot.
Yeah.
He's led me astray a lot.
Oh, of course.
All the time. At this point. At this point, I think the only thing I truly love is The Rundown.
Oh, I love The Rundown. That movie's bad though. You know that, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. What was that?
But I love that movie.
No, I think you're incorrect. That movie's...
Be Cool?
No.
Cool, right?
Oh, no.
Oh.
Talk about leading people astray. That
my God.
Movie sucks.
No, that is unfortunately a movie that sucks. It's... You know what?
Not
that
because
movie,
of him.
That movie is The Arrow. The movie. Right? For me. Because that movie is a movie that does, like, genuinely suck.
It's Broken Arrow.
He's not in that movie.
I'm just going to keep mentioning worse and worse movies.
I don't enjoy it when I watch it, but there's something about that movie that makes me want to watch
it
and makes me watch it when I see it.
Never. We watched A Night Steal recently.
Oh, I haven't watched it in so long.
And
I love that movie.
I need to start using the word funging more.
I don't remember. Where's that from? What part?
That is how whenever he's going to fight anybody, he says he's going to fong him.
That's so good. Oh, that movie's perfect.
What's his name?
Paul Bettany.
Yeah. Paul Bettany says some things.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That me and my mother had to pause the movie at one point.
Yeah. He's
too good in that movie.
Covertly the best part of that movie.
He's too good in that movie.
You think that your favorite is Heath Ledger because he's the lead and stuff. Mm-mm. But deep down, you know Paul Bettany is the winner of that movie.
Paul Bettany says something about traipsing through the garden of something. And I went, I have to stop.
When he introduces, I feel like this is one of those times, because people will admit, right, that when they started out a movie, that a certain actor or character wasn't as big a thing as they ended up being.
Right.
Like, actually, Justified is exactly that. Mm-hmm. Boyd Crowder was supposed to die.
Right.
He was supposed to be in the movie, the show for 5 seconds, and die, and be done with. And he just tested so well.
They saw the performance and went, you have to stay.
Yeah. And he stayed till the end.
Forever.
I feel like that was Paul Bettany. Paul Bettany probably said hello, was naked, and maybe did one kind of okay introduction in the original script. I feel like Paul Bettany went off script.
Right.
And improv. They were just like, you know what? Do some more.
Keep running this back.
Yeah.
Movie spectacle. Have you seen Logan yet? Are you going to
go fuck yourself?
Andrew, I saw Logan again, and that movie, right up until the children start fighting at the end, I think that movie is perfect. Andrew,
yeah, once again, the rule stands: you can't have more than 4 mutants in a scene at once in the movie.
No, I just think the ending is it's too obvious, but everything before that, Douglas, it is truly... Like, I know you hate the end and by extension the rest of the movie, but Douglas, don't watch the end. I'm comfortable. Once I get to the tower, just turn off the movie. All right, cool. Good talk. And the movie's great. It is that movie is like... smiling the entire time. That movie is so good. Especially Xavier's performance. Like, him just being the shittiest old man. Like, they should rename that movie Grumpy Old Men. That is what that movie should be called. And then the movie ends, and it is... they still have to put the X at the very end to torment Douglas. Like, they get to the tower, and she tips over the X. And the movie ends. Here's what. I'm going to send you a director's cut.
You see, I don't get trust you, because I know what a director's cut is going to be. You're going to tell me, oh, it's the first part until the... No, all it really is the X over and over for 2 hours.
You know me a little bit.
Damn it.
With DMX playing in the background.
I feel like after the 10th time, I'll just, you know...
It'll come full circle. You love it.
I love it.
Andrew, do you watch movies still? Or is it like finals? Like, how does school work? I don't remember.
I don't have finals.
Andrew, have you gone varsity yet?
Yeah. Right.
Or are you still JV? How does that work?
I'm on the JV squad. Esports. Okay. Esports all the while.
Are there tryouts?
Yeah. Okay. You have to shout your Overwatch hero as quickly as possible.
And what sorority have you joined?
Talon.
That sounds fake. It's supposed to be 3 Greek numbers, letters. I went to UV.
Musai Mu.
It's called Dota.
Oh, it's called D-O-T-R. Of course. They call themselves.
I've never played Dota in my life.
They call themselves Dota.
Andrew, you should have tried a little harder.
Yeah.
You should have said something along like Delta, Omega.
Yeah.
What's T? To Theta. Let's just say Theta.
Theta.
And Alpha. And then we would have had to decode that.
Right.
Well, only Damien would have figured.
I know Dota is a thing because I read The Verge and Engadget.
Yes.
And
Douglas is also on the internet.
Yeah. Andrew, I think it's hard to be on the internet and not know what
Dota is.
I can never remember what it stands for, but I know what it is.
Defense of
I did
the
watch
ages.
A movie the other day.
Oh, okay.
It's really bad.
Oh, yeah.
I feel is Cato made for Douglas. Right? It's a film from 1986.
Yeah, we're starting off well.
Okay.
Right sort of timeline.
Mm-hmm. It stars Daryl Hannah,
oh,
Deborah Winger, and Robert Redford.
Oh, it sounds like a serious movie.
It's directed by Ivan Reitman.
Oh, wait.
And this movie is called Legal Eagles.
Oh, I saw this come up in my feed, so I guess it must have been you that watched it.
Yes.
And I saw the people in it, and I was like, that does not sound like a name that Robert Redford is associated to. Though, to be fair, he is in one of my favorite shitty movies, which is Sneakers. I love Sneakers. Have you watched Sneakers, Damien?
Yes, sir.
No, Andrew, I know you've watched it because I made you watch it. Damien, have you watched Sneakers before?
Damien, has Douglas forced you to watch Sneakers yet?
Damien has now brought up... he's hiding, which means he's clearly watched it and hates the movie. Is that assessment correct, Damien? Wow, he's now hiding a phone behind a book, behind a microphone.
I'm sorry, you were saying something?
No, but seriously though, have you watched that movie?
Yes.
Do you not like that movie?
Douglas, there's a reason I picked up this.
I know you don't like that.
Do I like this movie?
No, you do not.
Okay.
You'd prefer to
bad.
Talk
Sneakers
to,
is okay. bad. Sneakers is bad.
I feel about Sneakers 90 times.
Guys.
What I feel
guys,
about The Big Lebowski.
Guys.
And I do not like
that
The Big
movie
Lebowski.
Is a fucking classic.
You're so wrong.
And you
should
no,
be shot on
no.
sight.
You know what? I'm going to turn off your microphones.
Can't turn off my mic.
Oh, yeah?
That's all I need. Is one mic.
I thought we were
So Legal Eagles, right?
Mm-hmm. Sounds bad.
It is bad.
Maybe I like it.
It is a movie about lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
You might guess from the title.
Ah,
Eagles, right.
Robert Redford plays the assistant district attorney.
Uh-huh.
And Deborah Winger plays a defense attorney who does ridiculous shit in court to get her clients off,
mm-hmm.
including they actually say at one point, didn't she put a dog on the stand?
Oh, so it's like The Rake.
Mm-hmm.
I love
and
The Rake.
A case comes up in which Daryl Hannah is suspected of murder and all sorts of other things. And the movie pushes together Robert Redford and Deborah Winger in order to kind of, what's going on?
I'm trying out my superpower.
It's working. It's workshopping the superpower.
Were you just breathing in really hard?
Yes.
We have fun on this podcast.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You're not though.
You know, the funny thing is, right? I really don't know why you and I find things like this funny.
Terrible people.
But what I imagine is even better, or worse, depending on your point of view, is what must it feel like to listen to us, assuming Andrew keeps something like this in, for 5 minutes laughing over rubbish, and then laughing over rubbish. There must be a point where somebody's like, do I just skip? Can I skip to
end? No, people who are listening to us, I assume, are listening for this part.
We steal the show away from Andrew.
Right. Like, what are these idiots talking about? Having themselves a time at Andrew's expense.
They said domnosity? What mm-hmm. is that?
Speaking of domnosity, Michel Gondry has some movie coming out.
Right? Sorry, what?
Don Quixote or whatever it is.
That's not Michel Gondry.
Who is that?
That's Terry Gilliam.
Right, same difference.
Yes.
TG.
Yes. The one that he's been trying to make
for 19
years. 30 years.
Yeah. It looks bad.
I haven't watched a trailer yet.
I read recently that it's having issues again.
Again, really?
And it's like, as you see, there's a trailer, so like, it's been filmed.
Yeah.
But apparently, whoever helped fund the movie is now giving him issues with the rights.
Yes.
Ah. So people are saying that potentially it could never come out.
Oh, fun. You know what?
Fun.
I feel bad for the guy. It's a horrible thing, but that would be a perfect end to this story.
Yeah.
the movie. He actually makes it, and no one gets it. Forever, ever.
So what else is going on?
You were talking about Legal Eagles, and that movie sounds so bad that we derailed you.
I don't think it's because the movie sounded bad.
By the way, Michel Gondry does not have a movie coming out. I'm so upset with you right now.
Oh, well, I'm looking on my phone, and it says Michel Gondry has a movie coming out.
No.
I mean, I just typed it.
Actually, I found out recently, and I see it here, that he did a movie in 2015. So I'm going to try and watch
it. It's probably bad.
Yeah. Called Microbe and Gasoline. It looks like a children's movie, though, so I'm not sure if bad. I really want to watch it.
So now that I know the name, I know when I see it on the list. To be afraid.
To go, oh, look, I'm sick. Mm-hmm. For this podcast forever. Still sick.
You know, it was one thing I wanted to bring up as a dumb thing to talk about, because that's usually the best part.
Yep.
So there's a fairly independent film coming out in a few weeks that I'm assuming all of us will go and watch.
Is it a quiet something?
No, it's called The Avengers.
Oh, right. Okay.
A small indie movie.
I think I saw that on like independentmovies.co.
You could just say IndieWire. And this is like the 60th movie in the franchise. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And people are talking about certain actors' contracts getting big and mm-hmm. people wanting to move on with their careers and no longer be in the MCU.
Yeah.
And people saying that some people might die, finally actually die in the movies. And I was curious if you guys would be interested in us creating our own, very own Deadpool for the MCU Avengers 3 upcoming.
I'll take that bet.
All right. This sounds all right.
So the first question is, what are we betting?
What do you want?
I know, right?
Do we bet off people's picks for weeks?
Oh my god.
I like that. I like this.
Do we bet off, or do we bet off just saying we get to force that person to watch a movie?
I want to bet off people's picks.
So like the person who gets it right gets an extra pick or something like that?
Gets to steal.
Yeah.
Commandeer someone else's pick.
Yeah, I like this.
All right. Now we've got the stakes set.
Yep.
I don't know if we want to like go ad hoc right now or if we want to prepare for next week.
No. I mean, we know all of the people. All of the people who that care about it. Marvel Universe.
Let me search. Marvel.
And let's make this clear.
Yes.
You have to... The rules are... you have to get as close as possible. So you're allowed to name multiple names, obviously. Mm-hmm. But the person who gets the most right and the least wrong
wins.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so Black Panther's going to die.
So I can't just say everybody. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, the black person.
Yeah.
You can't just say everybody and win because you'll get negative for all of them.
Everybody! Dead.
Everybody dead.
Why a lot of business.
By the way, Andrew, just to let you know. James Acaster he's awesome. Yeah. But he's so awesome. On multiple occasions, I had to pause the show and search and figure out what the words he was saying. He's dumb. He's super dumb.
There's a point he's talking about a banana in a shop.
Yeah.
And
log flumes.
Yes, and it is.
And shriving.
Tremendous.
Right.
Yeah. So okay.
Deadpool.
Mm-hmm. All right. Wait.
No, that's not the character I'm calling.
Okay. Wrong universe.
One day he'll be
Disney
there.
Owns him, right?
When the Fox.
So do we have to have like an order?
No, you just need to.
No.
And so
all
this
of
is
the people you know going to drop.
This is the people that will die specifically in the Avengers movie that's about to come out.
Correct.
Okay.
All right. Robert Downey Jr. Iron Man is dead, like 100%, because he's
He's been sick and tired of this shit.
Yeah, I know.
For
right?
a good long time.
I kind of agree with you. I agree with you that he's the most likely to die. Yeah. But in my heart of hearts, I don't want that to ever happen.
Honestly.
I want him to be Iron Man until...
Forever.
Yeah. He comes on set with a cane, you know?
No, I mean, I'd have said Scarlett Johansson, but she's like the only woman in that show.
No, they have Scarlett Witch now.
Oh, they have Liz Olsen. Jeremy Renner.
So that's a joke that I love. have you seen that joke that he put out there?
That what?
Okay, so he's been, you know, he does press for this thing, and people have always asked him because he's kind of a minor character or whatever. And apparently he said things like he's not too happy or whatever. And he said, yeah, when I was on the first Avengers, every take I would just die. I'd just do a fake death because I didn't really want to do it. It wasn't that great a character. And I just wanted to give them options, you know, just to say to them, I could die here.
Yeah.
He makes that joke. I don't know how much truth there is to that.
Although with Jeremy Renner specifically,
and he seems like an asshole in real life.
They already established that he has some kind of family, so I'm not picking him. Them just going to send him.
Yeah, they'll send him home. Yeah, exactly.
So he won't drop.
So he won't die, but he'll be written out. That doesn't count.
Chris, do you have a list of characters up?
No, I just have a list of the actors.
Oh! All right, that makes a lot of sense.
I'm fearful to say this one out loud, but I think it makes sense. I think they're going to kill Thor.
You motherfucker!
No way!
No! Zero. Not after that movie.
Zero chance.
No,
absolutely.
That's not happening.
Hopefully, they shoot Bucky Barnes in the face.
Oh no, leave Bucky alone.
Want him and Anthony Mackie out of this.
No.
Yeah, leave Anthony Mackie.
Oh, guys, can we shoot Don Cheadle?
Actually, that was on my mind, but I don't think they will. He's already a cripple. They're not going to. They're not going to.
They're crippled in with the last movie. They can't do anything to him this time. They have to wait 2 more movies.
All right. So it can't be. So with the exception of Iron Man, that I'm 100% certain is going to drop dead.
And once again, dead is different from write off. Write off doesn't come.
No, dead. If anybody is going to die, I'm sliding all my chips in on Iron Man. He's 100% murdered. Star-Lord can't die.
Do you think Groot will die again?
Chris Pratt can't die.
I love how people on the internet went crazy.
Thor can't die.
Where people were kind of talking about this idea and people were asking, I can't remember what it was, but it was like a which would you kill? I think it was, they were saying, which would you rather kill if you had to kill one, Groot or a Porg from Star Wars? Mm-hmm. And people were going insane with people saying they'd kill Groot. Mm-hmm. And then
do you think they'll kill the Hulk?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
By the way, sorry, Andrew. Continue your story. I'm an asshole.
James Gunn replied on saying them, no, we already killed Groot in the first
right,
one.
Right, yeah. And it's just a new person.
It's a new person. We murdered that one. And everyone got upset.
Yeah, I saw that. I think you might have been the one that showed me.
It was funny to me.
Yeah. Do you think that... So, okay. If you kill Robert Downey Jr., Gwyneth Paltrow will probably never be in any of these movies, right? Yeah. Do you think that what they'll do is they'll kill Gwyneth Paltrow first and they'll write it in that how Iron Man dies is because he gets upset about that and does
and
some crazy shit?
Right, and is now reckless. I don't know how, but I know if anybody is going to die.
Yeah, yeah. If anybody's dying, it's our boy.
Doctor Strange only had one movie.
Yeah, he's not dead yet. Brethren, listen, you cannot kill Sherlock.
Right?
Sherlock is... And speaking of which, did you guys know that he has a show on like Showtime or HBO or something like that? Coming out soon?
Who? Doctor Strange?
Yeah.
Benedict
Cumberbatch is in some new movie channel show. I can't remember which one of the services I saw the add-on, but I saw it today.
Patrick Melrose?
Yeah, that's the name. Which show is it? Which station is it?
Please tell me it's about a doctor.
blah, blah, blah.
Something to do with him taking drugs.
Blah, blah, blah.
And probably being rich.
Blah, 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 blah. What? PBS Masterpiece Movie Theater.
Oh, really? That's what they say? Oh, so clearly one of the channels has stolen it, as per usual.
As per usual.
Yeah, all right.
Stolen.
Okay, so I wonder if the Hulk will do that. Oh, apparently Sean Gunn is Rocket Raccoon. That's great.
Yeah, yeah, he technically.
What?
He's the physical actor.
Sorry, what?
He's the physical actor.
Bradley Cooper is the voice.
Rocket.
Wait.
The seriously? Voice is Bradley Cooper.
I didn't know that. But he's also in those movies.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought this was an error on IMDb's part. I thought
no. He
was just going to be in there as the guy that he is.
All right.
That's interesting. All right,
I know my two. I'm picking two 100%. Mm-hmm. We're not seeing again. Robert Downey and Paul Bettany.
You think so, Paul Bettany?
You think they're going to get rid of Vision? That's actually a good
because if
choice,
the Power Stone
this guy's in here.
Is the thing, then for them to finish that movie, he'll have to get all of the stones, and one of the stones is in Vision. All
right, hear what?
So that's my two.
I am going to say that Matthew Zuck is going to get murdered.
Who
is that? Oh,
who the Zuck is Matthew Zuck?
He's billed as street pedestrian number two. Pretty sure.
Yeah.
At some point.
Dead as shit.
Yeah. They'll leave alone street pedestrian number one, who is Blair Jason. But number two, he's deaded.
If anything happens to Drax.
Yo, I will.
I am walking out of that.
Yeah.
I'm
going to press the... Can they kill Stan Lee?
They might have to soon.
I still think to this day of like the idea that they've probably banked like 20 clips of him.
Yeah, they've banked a few.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, they've said it. They've said that they've banked. And the same guy who got upset and told people off about Groot is the one that banked them, apparently.
But then you end up with a finite number of clips. So he dies. Let's say he dies next year or whatever.
Yeah.
But we still see clips of him for the next 30 years of Marvel movies.
Sir, who owns this property?
Marvel?
Walt Disney? I've heard of them bringing people back from the dead to reprise roles in movies.
That's funny.
If any company would do it, I'm pretty sure Disney can get it.
So I'm going to call...
There's a character name of Ayo.
Ayo?
Ayo.
That's
Ayo.
Hilarious.
Thor.
No.
And
Captain.
No, there's no way he's gone yet.
I've actually wondered about the cap,
especially because
I could see them killing the captain and giving
it to Bucky.
Mackie. Not Bucky, Mackie.
Oh, no, but Bucky's the one that replaces
no,
the captain.
No, Bucky's
in the
a criminal. No, Mackie replaces.
It depends on which book
you're
reading.
Oh, okay. But Bucky's a criminal.
Okay. Tom Hiddleston is dead.
Loki?
Yeah. If they kill Thor,
if they kill Thor,
then Loki also has to die.
Yeah.
Who is going to watch those movies?
I'm saying Thor, and they're going to kill off Sam Jackson.
I don't see him in
Sam Jackson is not even on the list.
Yeah.
He'll show up somewhere in this movie.
I don't even think he's in this movie.
He might Hawkeye will show up somewhere in this movie just for that dead scene. Just be like, oh.
So I'm
Can
going
you
to
imagine
say
if they kill Spider-Man.
That would be hilarious.
Great.
The
people
who
are officially safe.
I would shake
are
their
all
hands.
The people in like the movies that only have one. So like Ant-Man, Spider-Man, Black Panther, they can't kill those people. Because they need at least trilogies out of them.
Wait, hold on. Guys, jeez, I can't believe we almost did this shit.
What?
If, because there's fucking magic in these movies. If the people get murdered
and
then
come back,
rewind the shit.
Does it count?
It can't. If
the rule is that when the movie is done, if they are dead, they're dead as far as we're concerned for the bit.
Right. But after the 14 post-credit scene, in fact, the very last one, it is just a man turning a green thing the
we're
other
going to
way.
Assume that doesn't happen. right. For this bet, at least.
So, so the first, as soon as the movie's done, once credits start to roll, anybody that is dead then.
Is dead.
Right. Is dead. All right, great.
So, Damon, remind me, you were Robert Downey and who else?
Robert Downey and I am Paul Bettany.
Okay, so I'm Robert Downey and the Hulk. Now, Andrew, I think you have two different people. Two completely different people, which makes yours a lot easier.
To beat me.
But here's a question I have to ask. Yes. Between me and Damian. Uh-huh. So we're both on the Robert Downey train, but we veer from there. What happens if Robert Downey dies and then neither of our other people die, right? Mm. Do we then grade on how injured the other person got? How do we decide who won the bet?
I don't know. I never thought about this possibility. Maybe you want to edge yourself out and pick a third person?
Yeah, but even if both of us pick a third person,
it could still happen.
Yeah. It's still in this. We can use...
How hurt? The pain factor.
Yeah. Right. How much beaten...
Yeah.
How close to death is the other person?
I actually like Damien's... All right. All right. I like Damien's idea of Vision because of the stone reason. I'm like, yeah, that makes sense.
Uh-huh.
Vision has to get fucked up somehow.
Yeah. If he gets the stone, Vision is dead. Because it doesn't exist without the stone.
Ah.
Right.
That's a good...
Shitty movie logic. Uh-huh.
But then, magic.
Right, that is the problem. Right?
And also, I see this movie. Here's how this movie happens, right? Because this is generally how these types of movies work. Is the bad guy gets as powerful as they can be. So he does steal the stone. Right. He puts it in his glove. Uh-huh. He's like, I am the greatest. And Vision is, let's call him dead.
Right.
Then... the heroes win. Mm-hmm. They get back the stone, and then they're like, "All right, let's put it back. Put it back on the in the stone shaped hole that is in his face."
Right.
And then all of a sudden, he's like, "What happened?"
Together. Does Venom show up in this movie?
Venom's movie is in October.
I'm actually. I didn't realize Venom had a movie until you guys showed me that clip.
Super Bowl told me that Venom had a movie and the whole internet went, "Fuck this trailer."
I am. What's the word? Conflicted. Because fuck that trash.
Tom Hardy.
But also, Tom Hardy.
And
you're not conflicted. You saw Tom Hardy.
Yes,
and Woody Harrelson is in it.
There's no world that exists that you can convince me, Damian White, that a Tom Hardy movie comes out and you go, I don't think this one is.
That's what you said about Dunkirk, so I don't know what you're talking about.
No, that is what I said about Dunkirk. Douglas loves that movie.
Because it is free.
So yes, that's our official Deadpool submissions. Damian
so
is
pick two, right?
Vision and Iron Man.
Mm-hmm.
Douglas is Iron Man, and who was your other person?
The Hulk.
And I've got.
Because I feel like they're just going to give up on him because they realize they're never going to get back the rights to the Hulk. So why do I have him in the other movies?
Oh, they're losing Hulk, right?
They never had it.
They don't have it.
Which is why there's never been a Hulk movie on its own.
Apparently. And that's why, because they asked... What's his name, the actor? Ruffalo, when are you getting your own movie? And he actually said it, and I didn't realize this, which is why I said it now. I don't think it's ever happening because they don't have the rights.
How do you kill the Hulk? That is it. Like, my issue.
I guess you kill him when he's Banner. You sneak up to him when he's sleeping and just cut off his head or something.
But the Hulk exists as a thing. Like the entity of the Hulk.
Well, all right. You know what I mean? I don't necessarily mean getting into the details of Hulk versus whatever.
No, man. That is why I don't think the Hulk is going to. Mm-hmm. Because of what they build the Hulk as.
They can write him away.
Right. I think they might send him somewhere far.
Mm-hmm.
But
kind of like what they did after Avengers 2.
Like, actually killing him, I don't see how the writers will write a way to kill
But you can kill Ben Banner.
Yeah, but the Hulk would save
him. Bruce Banner, whatever. Yeah.
My thing is that the Hulk would save him.
No.
Which they've said repeatedly in the movies that he's tried to kill himself.
Yeah.
And then the Hulk appears.
But because he's trying to kill himself. So let us say he's asleep and does not hear anything.
The second, okay. Like, I, no, Douglas, I understand what you're saying.
I mean, it's just logic.
Douglas, I'm just saying why I don't agree with you.
Real-world comic book logic.
I'm just, like...
Comic book logic right, is the reason
I
am,
I know, right?
The reason I am, like, part of me, because Mark Ruffalo doesn't want to do this shit anymore, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Hulk would have been on my list if I thought there was a way for the writers. Because remember, this movie is for nerds.
That's true.
So if there's a way for the writers to murder the Hulk.
What was it that people got upset about recently that I was just like... Yeah.
So,
what?
They'll have him leave.
Yeah.
Like, shoot, like, transport him to another dimension. Some shit, but I don't think they'll actually murder him.
Mm-hmm.
But Vision and Iron Man are the two that I think they'll actually get
I really done. Don't want them to murder Iron Man, but I think they will. Mm-hmm. It sucks.
And Andrew, who are your Vision. Two? So Douglas is Iron Man and Hulk.
Yeah.
I am Nick Fury and Thor.
Please don't make them kill Thor. If... You see how bad it's gotten? I now want another Thor movie. What
is wrong with
me? The thing is, Andrew is 100% losing this. Because even if... Say they kill...
Fury?
No. Say they kill...
Thor?
Thor, right? And they also kill Iron Man.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely have a shot at winning.
Yeah.
Because Nick Fury is not showing up in this movie.
Wait, hold on. By the way, Andrew,
I don't
just,
think
wait,
Nick Fury is in this movie.
Just to let you know, Andrew, if Nick Fury is not in this movie
you
and somebody no, and somebody says Nick Fury is dead, that does not count
yeah.
as them murdering Nick Fury
yeah.
in this movie.
Yeah.
I just wanted to let you know that.
When Nick Fury doesn't show up, you lose by default. Unless Thor is the only person that they kill, then we're both. But what, like, what else is Chris Hemsworth going to do? It's not like his acting chops.
He can
chops.
Be in Black Hat too.
It's not like his acting chops.
Honestly,
is up to par.
I could see Chris Hemsworth
and Taika run away together.
Well, yes, but also him just being a comedian guy. He has done a lot of solid cameo work in comedies.
Yes, right, but he'll need. Honest, and Disney has given him. A boat with money on it.
Yes.
But I assume he sees himself
as a proper
man.
Actor. Yeah.
Exactly.
No, but he has led a comedy before. It's called Thor 3.
But if he dies, Taika can't use him.
He can in Skok's Life, part 2.
Right. That is why. If he and Taika run away together, I'd be happy with
he
that.
He does also. Sound like, he can sound like a New Zealander. You and I don't know the difference between Australia and New Zealand. Come on.
Right.
Let's be serious.
No, Douglas, while losing the best would suck, I would gladly take that as the outcome of all this. Taika and him run away together.
I mean, but I can just see, I can see a world where Taika just sits him down and is training him how to speak New Zealander. He say, he's just saying, say it. Iminim.
Iminim.
No. Iminim.
Iminim. Eminim.
And once he gets Iminim,
he'd be
he's,
good.
He's good.
We are so stupid.
I feel so yes, to wrap up the podcast,
feel con-
Proud Mary is trash.
Yes.
Pacific Rim 2 is trash.
Yeah, yeah. But good.
Legal Eagles is bad, but Douglas will like it.
good trash.
And we now have a Deadpool bet.
Yes. How many picks do we get to steal from the person?
From this Deadpool bet,
yes.
Do we reverse back into the ATM machine?
Uh-huh.
Okay, good.
How many picks? It can't just be one pick. I need more than one.
You need more than
I need more to truly fuck with people.
All right. This is what I'll say. This is what we're going to do. When one person with the Deadpool bet,
uh-huh.
they get
one pick from everybody.
Both of
yeah,
all picks,
they get three consecutive
the picks.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I get to decide when I use
no,
these
no,
picks.
No. You get
I
three
get
consecutive
to decide
picks.
When I use these picks, and I will allow.
Oh, so
and I will make
that, what you're saying is that you've created a slap bet.
Yeah.
Yep. And you know what? I'm done with it.
Yeah. And I'll wait until you guys pick movies I do not want
oh,
to
of
watch.
Of course, yeah.
And go. No. And you don't get
Voiding.
To pick those again. I like this.
No.
You don't get to
no,
pick them.
No, I'll get to pick
if
them
If you
again.
Pick the movie and I pick over you, That movie's dead.
Nope.
That is them is the rules. We shook on it over microphones. It's a microphone hadji. Andrew, are you writing down these rules?
I'll edit them.
These escalatingly stupid rules.
I'm okay with those.
I'm actually okay.
Yeah. So dumb.
So you get one over each of the other person.
Yep. Please.
So if I win, I get to vote over. Yep.
Can you imagine?
One Damien, yeah. And one Douglas.
Yep. It's like, I'm not watching that shit. Nope.
Rambo it is.
Only when I'm vetoing your Pikachu. I'm your pusher man. I'm your pusher man.